The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
And Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. I hope you don't mind. This is going to be very, very short because I have a touch of the bubonic plague. Two things about the gospel. First, the buried treasure, the pearl. Nothing real special about it. I mean, anybody could have found the treasure. Anybody could have found the pearl. It takes a certain wisdom to recognize the value, a certain wisdom to see that it is the heart's deepest desire. And once one recognizes the heart's deepest desire, what do these two do? They strip themselves of everything. They hold nothing back, sell all that they have to get the treasure, to get the pearl. In the end, they are left with nothing but their heart's deepest desire, the most valuable thing to them. For all of us, it takes a little bit of wisdom to recognize our heart's deepest desire, the kingdom of heaven. And once we recognize it, are we prepared to strip ourselves of everything to attain it? To grab onto it, to live it, the kingdom of heaven. Are we prepared to strip ourselves of everything, to give it all away, and just end up with our heart's deepest desire? To strip ourselves of selfishness, safety, comfort, security, to give everything of ourselves away, to give a kind word when needed, to speak words of peace, to speak words of reconciliation, to be a source of mercy, to be a source of forgiveness, to give away all our love, give away our very selves.